All right, guys, our guest is here. His name's Mike McCarthy, senior reporter at Front Office Sports. Mike, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Everybody's been talking about the NBA media rights because TNT is here in the ATL. A lot of people obviously don't want to see Ernie and Chuck and Charles and Kenny, you know, somewhere else, or even the show not exist anymore. But can you tell us what the latest is with this rights deal? Because we were hearing that TNT had a chance to match. Mm-hmm. Apparently they did, but this thing's not over yet.
The latest, guys, is we are going to overtime. After months and months of negotiations, we're basically almost at square one. The NBA signed deals with incumbent Disney, as well as outsiders, NBC and Prime Video, leaving incumbent TNT out of the mix. However, under the current deal, TNT had the right to match one of those offers. And that's exactly what it did the other day on Monday. So now the ball is in an NBA's court. It can either accept the match from TNT or reject it, and this whole thing might end up in the courtroom.
The thing we've been told now, again, Mike, we don't play litigators. We just pretend to be on the radio, is that Amazon could come with more money, and they could move more money up front in the deal. And that's why we thought TNT just had a hard time matching it.
Yeah, there's a report by Bill Simmons that Amazon Prime, which, as we all know, has a market capitalization of $2 trillion, decided to front-load its offer. In other words, we'll give you 3 years or 4 years in advance right now. TNT, from what I understand, countered that and said, look, we have a letter of credit from a bank that said, you know, we can do the same thing. So right now, you know, there's a chance that, you know, Charles and TNT are still going to be on the air post 25, but it's not definite yet.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you're basically putting money in escrow.
Right.
And saying, go ahead and match that. We're talking with Mike McCarthy here on Dukes and Bell, senior reporter for Front Office Sports. Mike, one of the other things we're talking about, because camps are getting ready to start in the NFL, is this 18-game schedule. How is the NFL and the cap going to be affected by that when, in fact, it happens? We don't know if it's next season. It may be two seasons from now. But, you know, from a financial standpoint, it's not that the NFL can't handle it, but if you're a player, right, you're going to want more with an extra game. And then what does that mean for the media rights deals that the NFL already has?
Well, I mean, if you're a player, you're going to want more. Which is why the players in the NBA are greedily looking at their media deal and saying, wow, we're going to triple our media rights, which they are. They're going to go from 24 to 76 billion. So if you're a player in the NFL, you're going to want more, and you deserve more. I mean, if these guys are going to put their bodies on the line for 18 games, I mean, can you imagine to go through that 18 train wrecks a season?
Yeah.
It's insane. So they will get more, and they deserve more. And I tell you, there's one good thing that could come out of this, fellas, is this would push the NFL season back by a week, and we could finally end up having the Super Bowl on that President's Day weekend and get it off the day after the Super Bowl.
I love it. I've said for years, man, let's just run all the way to St. Patrick's Day. Who's with me? By the way, what do we know about Jalen Reed? I've always said it just makes perfect sense. What American's going to be upset with that? And you can actually, and we can move the NBA back so it doesn't compete with the NFL. But that's a whole other discussion. Real quick, Mike, what do we know about Lloyd Howell Jr., Jalen Reeves Maben, the guys that are running the NFL Players Association? For years it was Demaurey Smith. So are they going to be amenable, or is this going to get nasty?
I think it's going to get nasty. You know, I mean, I think, you know, the days of labor peace are over. There's too much money out there. There's too many ways to get at that money. They also know that the NFL itself is completely ruthless. The NFL is, you know, geniuses at conjuring up new rights out of thin air. And I'll tell you what the big thing to watch out for now is the NFL is looking at this, at the NBA tripling rights. They have an opt-out after 7 years of their deal.
Wow.
So if you think Roger Goodell and the owners aren't going to take that opt-out and go back to NBC and CBS and everybody and say, look, we want to double what you're paying, you're crazy. That's the next thing.
It is. Mm. We're talking with our guy, and here's the deal. With all these media rights deals, you know, this is the thing, guys. Your sport changes. When these deals change, the NBA's change. We just saw right. the WNBA, and I want to get your take on this, Mike. The WNBA's new deal, $2.2 billion. They're going from $50 million a season to like $200 right. million a season. Is that all, Caitlin Clark, or is that is just, hey, we see the growth here and where this is going?
I think it was just a perfect storm. I think WNBA was due for a huge media rights deal. Their rights were comically low, guys. They were making something like $60 million a year compared to a couple of billion for the NBA. But, you know, then, you know, sometimes timing is everything. Caitlin Clark joins the league in the year where they're negotiating a new 10-year deal. Are you kidding me? Yeah. You know, it's like the sports gods were looking down on them. So it was just a combination of factors. But the bottom line is the WNBA players are going to get paid. The WNBA players are going to be, you know, flying private instead of commercial. The WNBA players might have to go to Russia and get arrested during the offseason, you know, to make a decent wage.
It's an interesting point. One last nugget while we're talking the business of sports with Mike McCarthy. The $1 billion, the $5 billion NFL lawsuit from the folks with DirecTV and didn't like the way the Sunday ticket was played out. Is the NFL going to fight this forever, or is people actually going to get the payoff in this one?
I think the NFL is going to fight it. From what I heard, I understand the NFL thinks it has a very good case. And as we all know, they have limitless resources. You know, I think the NFL sees this as one of those existential threats. Where, you know what I mean, if they give up on this, you know what I mean, they're going to be, you know, have to give up chunks of their money. The NFL wants to get to $25 billion in revenue in a couple of years. You know, Goodell has said that over and over and over. And settling cases like this is not the way to do it. They got to fight.
They do. We appreciate you jumping on with us, and we enjoy your work, man. Mike McCarthy, thank you so much. Senior reporter at Front Office Sports. Check him out, guys. We'll talk soon, Mike.
Thank you, guys.